Genesis chapter 17. My name is Pastor Oetla Simankani, thanking you once again for joining us and taking your time to listen and reflect with me on the Word of God. We are in Genesis chapter 17. Let us read together from verse 10. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old, verse 12, shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Let us close our eyes and pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this covenant that was made with Abraham, a reminder that you are the God that is faithful, a reminder that we are not saved by works, but that we are saved by grace through faith. And I pray, dear Lord, that as we reflect upon this, we may also enter into agreement, into a covenant, that we may enter into a relationship, a saving relationship with you. I pray for everyone, Lord, that is going through this journey. May this not just be a matter of understanding, but may it be a matter of entering into a relationship. For I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Trust the Lord, my brother. Trust the Lord, my sister. Genesis chapter 16 has presented to us the darker side of even the best among us, Abraham and Sarai. Having tried to take things into his own hands and do things his own way, God then now comes to Abraham again and promises him that indeed he will have a child with Sarah. God doubles down. Right, he says, I know that it seems that I have not met my side of the bargain, but I repeat, you will have a child with Sarah. In their old age, they would have a son of promise. God then gives Abraham a reminder. It is a physical mark. It is a physical reminder, a sign of the agreement, a sign of the covenant. And this sign that is given to remind Abraham, and not just Abraham, but also his descendants, that it will not be by his own power, it will not be by his own wisdom, it failed him, but it will be by the faithfulness of God that the promise will be fulfilled. What was the sign? Circumcision. This physical mark reminded Abraham, right, that his attempt to solve his problem outside the will of God, his attempt to work it out, his works are not enough. And this sign, this physical mark, was an expression, a reminder of his expression of a lack of faith. It was using the instrument wherein this mark was made that Abraham expressed his lack of faith, and God reminded him of his lack of faith. Reminded him that, Abraham, you thought you knew, that you thought knew more than I. You devised a way with your own wisdom, but it only created you more problems. Trust in the Lord. Abraham, trust in the Lord. Abraham needed more faith, and he was given a permanent reminder. He could not undo the marking. He could not return the skin and put it back. Abraham needed a reminder. He needed to believe that God will do it. God will do it. You see, after having Ishmael, God then tells him, All the males are to be circumcised as a constant reminder that it is not by works, but by faith that the promise is realized. Ishmael came because of reliance on works. Right? A reliance on human works. Isaac came as a result of faith, accepting and believing God's promise. This was a miracle child. This was God from beginning to end, cooperating with God, but aligned with his will, aligned with his law, aligned with his prescripts. Isaac was a product of faithfulness. Isaac was a product of faith. Isaac was a product of law and a product of the will of Jehovah. In the New Testament, we read, "And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also." Right? This is quite incredible. And so, this became a seal of the righteousness of the faith, right? Righteousness by faith, which he had while he was still uncircumcised. And so that became a sign and a symbol. You see, God shows us so many times that there are things that he introduces that help to remind us of key principles. Baptism is one such illustration. Baptism happens because of something else that has happened, right? This seal happened while he was still uncircumcised. This seal took place marking a righteousness which was there before he was circumcised. And so also, when we are baptized, it is a mark. It is, as it were, a symbol. It is symbolism of something that has taken place in our hearts, of a faith that we had before we were baptized, of a righteousness by faith that is imputed unto us also. And I want to say to somebody here today that righteousness is by faith. Righteousness is by faith. Abraham believed, and so we too must believe. To you I say, believe. Believe the promise of God for you. Disbelief leads to works that only mess up our lives and the plan of God. Right? Faith grabs a hold of the promises of God, and it cooperates with God. It aligns with God as he fulfills his plan. It is my prayer today that whatever mistakes you have made, may God's grace be sufficient for you. Believe that you are forgiven. Believe that God's grace is sufficient for you. Accept it and believe it. There may still be marks that stay, but God says, my plan for you proceeds. There may still be Ishmaels. There may still be certain consequences, for actions have consequences, but God's grace is sufficient. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man boast. But Ephesians 2 verse 10 then goes on to say that we are saved unto good works, so that in the end, the faith in us works through us until God's plan is accomplished in our lives. Let us close our eyes as we pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this, your word. We want to thank you that it is encouraging. We see the great mistake that Abraham made, and yet your grace was sufficient for him. We see that he indeed was able to bounce back, that he believed your promise, and that he accepted your grace. And we pray today that all of us, sinners as we are, all of us, mistakes though we do make, may your grace be sufficient for us. There may be marks that remain to remind us that it is not by works but by grace. Father, we pray that indeed we may be reminded, that we may always, dear Lord, have faith that grows in our hearts, so that at the end of the day, our lives are not lives that are a result of our own mechanizations, of our own wisdom, or even of our own works, but that everything in our lives and the destiny of our lives may be the result of your working, a result of your promise, a result of your faithfulness. Accomplish this, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.